How's Lula?
Jackie shrugged.
She's doing as good as she can. She appreciated that you sent flowers.
Not much activity here today.
Jackie slid her eyes up to the gym windows.
Thanks, sweet Jesus, for that, she said softly.
I followed her gaze to the second floor.
You better not be seen talking to me.
Yeah, she said. I gotta get back to work anyway.
I stood there for a few minutes longer, enjoying the soda and the luxury of being fully vertical. I turned to get back in the car and gasped at the sight of Ramirez standing next to me.
Been waiting all day for you to get out of this car, he said. Bet you're surprised at how quiet I move. Didn't even hear me come up on you, did you? That's how it's always gonna be. You're never gonna hear me until I pounce. And then it's gonna be too late.
I took a slow breath to quiet my heart. I waited a moment longer to steady my voice. When I felt some control, I asked him about Carmen.
I want to know about Carmen, I said. I want to know if she saw you coming. Carmen and me, we had a date. Carmen asked for what she got.
Where is she now? He shrugged.
Don't know. She split after Ziggy got offed. What about the guy that was with Ziggy that night? Who was he? What happened to him? Don't know nothing about that either.
I thought they worked for you.
Why don't we go upstairs and talk about this? Or we could go for a ride. I got a Porsche. I could take you for a ride in my Porsche.
I don't think so.
See? There you go again, refusing the champ. You're always refusing the champ. He don't like that.
Tell me about Ziggy and his friend, the guy with the smashed nose.
Be more interesting to tell you about the champ. How he gonna teach you some respect. How he gonna punish you so you learn not to refuse him?
He stepped closer, and the heat coming off his body made the air feel cool by comparison.
Think maybe I'll make you bleed before I fuck you. You like that? You wanna get cut, bitch?
That's it. I'm out of here.
You're not going to do anything to me, I said. You don't scare me,
and you don't excite me.
You lie.
He wrapped his hand around my upper arm and squeezed hard enough to make me cry out.